What's going on, everybody? It's your girl Cece, and you are listening to this week's episode of From the Mind of Cece. Hope everybody had a great and prosperous week. Hope everybody is blessed. Hoping everybody is staying safe and in the house. Oh my goodness. I don't know about your state, but I'm in New York and it is absolutely insane. Absolutely crazy. I know some of the numbers are drifting off in some states, New York as well, but it's still not low enough for me. And I know a lot of people have family members and friends, especially in New York. Everybody's affected by it in New York, or know someone that knows someone that's been affected by it. So it's definitely hitting hard and home for us here. So definitely, even if your state has not, been affected as hard as us, if they opened up, please... Please don't just rush out there and get everything done and run out there in them streets. Give it some time, it's not that important to go out there and get stuff done. Just please be safe out there. Again, saying thank you to all the essential workers. I will be saying this every single week because without you guys, I don't know how the country is going to be run. It's essential. That's why you are essential. Thank you again so much. Thank you for putting yourself out there and keeping us safe and keeping the country going. Also, yet again, I would like to say keep ties on each other. Keep doing wellness checks. Keep checking up on each other. Make sure that we love on each other. Like I said before, just a daily or weekly text or call just to say I love you or check on each other is definitely needed. Definitely. So... we're going to get right into the topic of this week, which is dating while quarantine, the struggle. So I don't know how many of you guys are single, but even before the quarantine, dating is a struggle, especially if you're over a certain age, especially if you're over 30, okay? I know it's hard out there. Online dating, going to lounges, speed dating, a lot of people out here playing games. And before the quarantine, mostly what you did was, you meet somebody at a lounge or you meet somebody at the bar. You go out there, you socialize, you go to the movies, you go to dinner, you have a nice night out, you talk, you go to the park. You want to see each other face to face. You want to go out there and have a good time with them, get to know them, and get to know the person that you hopefully will continue to date. So I know right now we're in quarantine and it might be a little hard to do that. I know that if you already are talking to somebody, you can always call or text them. But I don't know if people are really out there going to their boo's or potential boo's house. You don't know who has it, who doesn't have it. Even if you do have corona, sometimes you're just a carrier. You have no symptoms. You don't want to get caught out there and get infected. It's just crazy. You don't want to take that risk. It's just absolutely insane. So I know some of these online sites are having, I think it says virtual date or something. Somebody was telling me. Like you call them and... or Zoom or FaceTime or whatever, and you have a virtual date. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. It's like, it's not the same. You want to get that vibe from that person. You want to look into their eyes. You want to sit across that table from them. You want to order that food. You want to look into their eyes, order that wine. You want to go on that dance floor. You want to dance with them. You want to see their interactions when you're sitting across from them in that car. You want to go to that movies. You want to share that popcorn with them. You just want to have a good time out on the town. And now it's just like, I don't even know. I honestly, some of the best dates I've ever had was all outside. I can't think of any great dates that were inside unless I've known them already. If it's somebody I'm getting to know, all the great dates were outside. You know, I went to museums. I love going to museums. Or you go to bowling alley, or you go to maybe a baseball game, basketball game, like things social. It's a social meeting. It's like a social thing. And you can't do any of that right now. So I know it's struggling and it's hard times for everybody. So I have a special guest and I want to talk to Sam about how is he coping with this. So we will be talking to him after our break. We will be right back.
What's going on, Anchor family? This is Rico M. Blendman, the host of Quite a Big Deal podcast, and I just finished listening to From the Mind of CeCe and added her to my new favorite podcast list. For all you people out there, make sure you guys take a listen and you can add her as your favorite as well. Peace.
Nobody but you, body but me, body but us, body together. to hold you close tonight and always. I love to wake up next to you. I love to hold you close tonight and always. I love to wake up next to you. So we'll piss off the neighbors in the place that feels the tears, the place that lose your fears. Yeah, reckless behaviors. I'm pleased it is to be so dirty and so wrong. In the better day, better day, better day. Everything you ain't fighting on. It's our paradise and it's our war zone. It's our paradise. And it's a war zone.
Evil toe,
my enemy and my ally. Prisoners, then we're free, it's a thriller. I'm seeing the pain, seeing the pleasure. Nobody but you, body but me, body but us, body together. To hold you close tonight and always, I love to wake up next to you. So we'll piss off the neighbors in the place that feels the tears, the place that lose your fears. Yeah, reckless behaviors. I'm pleased it is to be so dirty and so wrong. In the better day, better day, better day. Everything you ain't betting on, it's our paradise. And it's our war zone. It's our paradise. And it's a war zone. And it's a war zone.
Hey, what's going on? We are on the next segment of From the Mind of Cece, and we have our special guest, which is Sam. Say hi.
Hello, hello, hello.
All right, we're going to get right into it. So, Sam, where are you from?
Ethnic-wise or, like, location-wise?
Well, we're going to go all over. So, let's try for both.
Ethnic-wise, my dad is Nigerian and my mom is Haitian, but I was born here. I'm from Queens, New York, but live in Long Island.
Okay, okay. So how do you describe yourself as a person?
I say very ambitious, but I'm very, I won't say immature, but I say funny. I like to not take things too serious because life is short, you know?
Absolutely. Especially what's going on now. So, what do you do professionally?
Professionally, I am an entertainer. That's how I make my source of money. So, I act and I create music. So, whether it's recording, producing, songwriting, that's what I do.
Okay. And what is your relationship status? The juicy stuff.
I'm currently single, but, you know, talking to someone.
Okay, okay. He's talking.
Yeah, just talking. There's no commitment. So, if any day she wanted to go, I can't really say anything.
Okay. You know? No judgment, no commitment. You sound like Planet Fitness up in there.
Yeah.
So, what is your type physically?
It it varies, you know what I mean? Because like I like women. So if it's, you know what I mean? Like if like I know
R. Kelly was like, I like all women.
I mean, cause like if you're dealing with like black women, like I love slim dark skinned ones. I like the brown skin with the, you know, curly hair. You know what I mean? But you know, if it's Latina, you know, they all kind of look alike, not to sound stereotypical.
Oh.
You know what I mean? And then, you know, you got the white girls. You know what I mean?
Okay, he's UN.
I don't have no type. As long as they pretty.
He's UN. All types are welcome, as long as you're pretty. Okay.
Facts.
So what do you look for in a woman? In your women?
I think, you know what I mean, I got my own issues, you know what I mean, like I'm very, very insecure. So if it's anybody, I tend to gravitate to women that are very, very ambitious. Mm-hmm. Like it's just like I fall for them heavy. You know what I mean? Unnecessarily too, which is ridiculous. Oh. Like, yeah, it's like, oh, she got her own place, she working, oh, she wants to do more than that. Oh, she's, you know, she's got her own, and I don't have to like push her to do anything. You know what I mean? Like I've been in relationships, unfortunately, where I was the one financially taking care of everything, trying to motivate somebody who didn't have a sense of motivation. That's the worst thing, and I'll never put myself in that situation again.
I feel you on that one. Nobody wants all the burden on them. You have to share it. You hear that, ladies? Son of us. We gotta push our weight a little bit. 50-50 something.
Facts.
Yeah. Yes.
Facts.
So how was your dating life before this horrible quarantine?
Before this quarantine, like, it's crazy because like I had a routine. Like I was in a gym, like my body was changing, I was looking like how I was kind of in my 20s. You know what I mean? And so I was getting more attention, which was making me motivated to keep going to the gym. But you know, now that the gyms are closed and everything else like that, it's just, you know, I'm trying not to focus too much on that. You know what I mean? Like I'm just trying to like visualize the future. You know what I mean? Like, okay, once this is over, what's the full game plan? You know what I mean? So, you know, that's
it. So how was your current dating life during this quarantine?
I mean, there really isn't one, you know what I mean? Like, it's more virtual reality. That's not my thing. Like, I don't have that energy to do that. You know what I mean? Like, I might just say, hey, you know, how you doing, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? But I'm not one to be like, send a random dick pic. Like, that's not my forte. Like, my energy is based off my personality. Like, I've never been the guy that girls are like, oh, he look good, in my opinion. You know what I mean? Where they want to kick it with me. It's more like, oh, he's funny. Oh, he's smart. You know, oh, you know what I mean? Like, he's outgoing. And then they'll gravitate to that. I think in recent years, it's been more of a dynamic with my daughter. But it's like a catch-22 because they love how I am with my daughter. But I think at the same time, I think it scares them. You know what I mean? Like, oh, wow. Like, I think some of them feel like I'm looking for, like, a stepmom. Mm. You know, to be to my daughter. You know what I mean? And that's not the energy I don't think I portray, but I feel like that's what they feel.
I hope not. Okay, it is tricky when kids get involved. I know for me as well. That's another episode for another day. We're gonna spread out this content. So. Do you use online dating? And if so, what is your view on it?
To be honest with you, I mean, when I had moved to out of state, and when I had moved out of state, I had used Facebook. Like they have like a dating thing on Facebook, and I got a lot of attention on it.
Oh.
Surprisingly, you know what I'm saying? Like I was very, very shocked. But when I moved back to New York, that energy immediately died down.
So I'm a New York girl. Yeah, I just are more ambitious on the Facebook dating app or the Facebook dating option.
I think in general, like if wherever I go, like if it's out of New York, I'm getting attention. Mm-hmm. If I'm in New York, I feel like New York girls think that, you know, guys are all the same and they have the same MO and maybe the same corny pickup lines. So that's why, you know, I don't DM people. Like if I'm introduced to you and we vibe, then I'll talk to you. But me DMing somebody like, oh, I think you bad, da da da, like no.
That's never. So interesting. So New York City or New York women, we got that guard up because we think everybody's the same. Cut from the same cloth.
I mean, like I said, it could be the fact, like, I don't think I'm ugly. You know what I'm saying? I'm just not that dude, that light skinned dude with the tattoos. I mean, like ladies love that. You crazy? That's all they love.
That is not true.
That's what y'all love. Y'all love them light skin.
It's the other way around now. It's not the barge. It's not the barge era. It's not the last dragon era.
Light skinned dudes is winning. Look, y'all got Stephen Curry, Drake, Chris Brown.
It's a mix. It's a mixed bag now. People is not just for Drake and Chris Brown. It's more of a mixed bag. It's not.
I'm gonna need you to name one dark skinned dude.
Dark skinned dude right now that everybody loves. What's his face? Damn, I got
his name. What's his face? Exactly.
I got his name.
Exactly.
I can't even.
Exactly.
But I mean, for me, like my favorite, my number one is Idris Elba. He's dark skinned.
Okay.
That's number one.
But he like 50.
Because I'm a woman of a certain age. That's why. He's number one on my list. That's number one. That's my, if I was ever married, whoever I'm with, gotta understand. That's my one night free pass, Idris Elba. Okay? That's my one night free pass. Okay, that's he's number one with a bullet. He's dark skinned. You see what I'm saying? And you know, Nas is in light skin. He's in the middle. See?
Middle.
See in the middle like me. Middle, right in the middle. Moni in the middle. See? There you go. See, I had to think for a second. I had to pause. You had me on the spot. But that's not, you see, that's what's in, you talking about light skin and curly hair. This is not the barge era. That's what you're talking about back in the day.
Man, look, I just know what I see. They
look
like
how everybody them. Was loving, even back in the day, people was loving Tretch and stuff like that. Like it was mostly that, those days are gone. Look at that.
I don't know. I don't know, but you know what I mean, to go to my point, like I said, I don't have that ooh girl, he fine. Stop in my it. opinion, you know what I'm saying, in my opinion, I don't have that unless you physically know me, you know what I'm saying, like then it's like okay, like he's decent looking, but he has personality, he could dress, he smells good, he's hygienic, you know what I'm saying. I think once you know me, then it's like okay.
But I'm telling you, that pretty boy phase is done once you reach a certain age for women. It's always going to be there with some women, but a lot of us, after we reach a certain age, we're not looking for all that no more. That's old. That gets old and tired. So they say. That's too much. So, Mr. Sam, you said you had, you know, your business is going on, please tell us more about it and how we get in contact with you.
So as far as like acting goes, you know, I'm there. I do have management as far as that aspect goes, but I don't. But if you wanted to contact me, you could go to unscriptedentertainment.com. And all my info is there. My bio, my music on every streaming platform, Spotify, Apple Music, Deezer, Tidal, etc.
Yes. What's the name for Spotify and everything else? What's the name for that?
It's LEGACY Legacy. And my current single is If You're Down. It's a house track that is actually doing really, really well, and I'm grateful for that. So it's keeping me above the water right now.
That's wonderful. You already know I'm a follower on Spotify.
I appreciate you. Same here.
That's right.
I'm definitely following the podcast, all of that good stuff.
I'm trying. Thank you very much. You know, out here in these streams, multiple streams. You already know everybody has to have these multiple streams. You cannot be a one trick pony.
Yeah, you gotta
anymore.
Hustle. Nah, not at all. Like, you gotta do something, especially in an era where like everybody's attention span is so short.
Of a goldfish.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. So you gotta be able to run, dance, jump, flip, fly a kite. All at the same time.
Absolutely.
Crazy.
It is not a game out here. So thank you so much. And if there's any closing remarks, let the floor is yours. You already know.
Nah, I ain't got nothing really to say. I'm just like, other than that, I'm proud of you for doing what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, being, not being stagnant. Which, you know what I mean? That's an attractive quality.
Oh, thank you. So, I'm trying out here.
that's the Virgo in you, though.
Trying,
so.
Yes, very much so. Hustler spirit.
Facts all day, every day.
Well, thanks again for joining, and we'll be right back, guys.
I made this song for any man that's committed infidelity, and to any woman that granted forgiveness.
Off top, I just wanna be a better man for you, baby. Just tell me what I need to do.
First of all, let me say I'm sorry for betraying your trust. And if you forgive me, I'll spend a lifetime, a whole lifetime, making it up to you. There's nothing I won't do. 'Cause when I broke your heart, I broke my home. I realized it was foolish to jeopardize my home. So I'll say it three more times. I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
How could I put you through?
When I earned your trust again.
Let's rebirth the love.
Not to see.
You're the best.
You are the best.
You were the best thing.
You're the best.
You were the best thing that ever happened to me. And now that I got my shit together, oh, I wanna be right where you are. 'Cause when I broke your heart, I broke my own. I was foolish to ever jeopardize my home. Damn. So I'll say it four more times. I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
I wanna
repay. How could I repay you for all I pushed you through? Maybe after I earn your trust again,
Again, a very special thank you to our guest, Sam, for dropping in and chopping it up with me. Also, don't forget to follow me on Instagram, From the Mind of CC. CC is spelled C-E-C-E. I know a lot of people spell CC differently, but that's the way your girl spells it. And as we were speaking, you cannot be a one-trick pony. So your girl has a nail and lash business, and that is slayed by Miss CC, SlayedByMzCece. My online boutique, Shop with Miss CC, SHOPWITHMZCECE. And make sure you subscribe to From the Mind of CC on all podcast platforms, or most podcast platforms. And please, just make sure you are blessed and prosperous and safe. And I will speak to you guys next week.